This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden and top Democrats took time Friday to celebrate passage of his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package into law. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In a Rose Garden victory lap, the theme was clear from Congress's leaders.
Promise made, promise fulfilled.
Help is on the way.
Vice President Harris.
Help has arrived.
And the President.
Help is here.
Saying Americans will start seeing it this weekend in the form of $1,400 payments. But even as he celebrated, the President warned the devil is in the details. The nation now needs to see that its government knows what to do with the $1.9 trillion.
We have to get this right.
He'll hit the road next week to sell the plan's benefits in what the White House is calling the Help is on the Way tour. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Use listing for the coronavirus vaccine made by Johnson & Johnson. The move means the one-dose shot can now theoretically be used as part of the international COVAX effort to distribute vaccines globally, including to developing countries with no supplies. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus is the WHO's director general.
We hope that this new vaccine will help to narrow vaccine inequalities and not deepen them. The COVAX facility has booked 500 million doses of the J&J vaccine, and we look forward to receiving them as soon as possible.
The WHO has previously signed off on COVID-19 vaccines developed by Pfizer-BioNTech and AstraZeneca. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow and the S&P closing higher, but the Nasdaq closing lower. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The Biden administration is reaching out a helping hand to residents of Myanmar who are currently staying in the United States. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
In Myanmar, military leaders have overthrown the country's elected government and have used deadly force against protesters. So Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is offering temporary protected status to people from the Southeast Asian country who are already in the United States. This temporary protection would last for 18 months. Mayorkas says the takeovers worsened humanitarian conditions, disrupted aid flights, and triggered an economic crisis, making it difficult for Myanmar nationals and longtime residents to safely return to their country. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A reshuffle of National Guard troops protecting the U.S. Capitol is underway. We get more from AP's Mike Gracia.
More than 1,000 National Guard troops will be withdrawn from Washington, D.C. in the next few days, but a deployment of several thousand others will continue. The mission to provide security for the U.S. Capitol was a response to the January 6th insurrection that saw the Capitol building breached and resulted in the deaths of five people. As of Friday, about 4,300 Guard troops were in the nation's capital. Earlier this week, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin approved a Capitol Police request to extend the deployment of nearly 2,300 Guard troops for about two more months. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A year into the coronavirus pandemic, doctors call its impact on the mental health of children and teens alarming. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Doctors report a substantial spike in attempted suicides by children and young teenagers over the past year, and pediatric psychiatrists say they're also seeing children with coronavirus-related phobias, tics, and eating disorders. Obsessed about infection, some have scrubbed their hands raw, covered their bodies with disinfectant gel, or have been terrified about getting sick from food. And also increasingly common, panic attacks, heart palpitations, and other symptoms of mental anguish, as well as chronic addictions to mobile devices and the computer screens that have become their teachers, sitters, and entertainers amid repeated lockdowns and school closures. I'm Ben Thomas.
The city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, on Friday agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit from the family of George Floyd over the black man's death in police custody, even as jury selection continued in a former officer's murder trial. Floyd was declared dead on May 25th of last year after Derek Chauvin, a former officer who is white, pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for almost 9 minutes. You can find more on our website. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.